Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for this fifth Sunday after Epiphany is going to be our Old Testament reading, Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 13, but I'm going to focus on 8 through 11. Then I heard the voice of the Lord asking, "Who will I send? Who will go for us?" I said, "Here I am, send me." And he replied, "Go, say to these people, keep listening but do not understand, keep looking but do not perceive. Make the minds of these people dull, deafen their ears and blind their eyes. Otherwise they might see with their eyes and hear with their ears, understand with their minds, turn back and be healed." Then I said, "Until when, Lord?" These are the words of the Lord, so we pray. Sanctify us, O Lord, by thy truth. Thy word is truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When you watch the news or read the paper, does anybody read the paper these days? But do you ask with Isaiah, "How long? For how long, O Lord?" We live in a faithless generation. America and the world are trading their Reformation freedom in Christ for bondage to other gods, just like Israel. Yes, most of the churches here in America, as well as Europe, owe their existence to the Reformation. Jesus asks, "When the Son of Man returns, will he find faith on the earth?" He looked about and saw Israel almost faithless. The gospel writers report that Jesus often was amazed instead at the faith of the Gentile pagans that are around them instead of Israel. Yeah, often they had more faith, any faith, instead of his own people. The church, yes, the Old Testament church. And then Luther himself warned Germany at their treatment of the gospel. He warned that God will not be patient forever with them, those that reject his free grace in the gospel, found after so long without it clearly being taught and preached. He warned that God will remove his word and send it elsewhere. And what happened? God did. He sent it here to America. Even though we have had some of the best come out of Germany, Luther, Beethoven, Bach, German engineering, we have also had some of the worst, haven't we? Hitler and Nazism, higher criticism of the Bible, rationalism to replace our faith. There's very little left of Luther's Reformation in that part of the world. But what about this part of the world? What about right here in America? America's own Luther land. We're standing in it, the northern Midwest. What replaces faith around here? What replaces the hunger for God's word in Illinois? The Cubs, the Bears? Only when they're winning, right? For some, it is living through their children's sports talents. Then there are the casinos. But all of those are easy for us to spot. What have we reached out for that is not the Word of God? What have we put our trust in? What do we look to instead of God, instead of his word, instead of what brings in our abject apathy where our pews are so empty? How long, O Lord, will he find faith here? Do I mean that God really would abandon this place, this region, or even our country to its own devices, or rather vices? Yes, he has and will. He did so with Israel. He did so with Germany. He has done so in Scandinavia. Did you know that recently a pastor was put in jail in Sweden for calling homosexuality a sin from the pulpit? I think it happened in Canada too recently. How long before it happens here in America? St. Paul tells us this very thing. He says, and since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Though they know God's decree, how we used to have in our courtrooms, right? The Ten Commandments. That those who practice such things deserve to die. They not only do them, but give approval to those who practice them. Remind you of anyone. Remind you of any place. Where then will the church be found? If not in the land where its money has, in God we trust, stamped on it, how long will this too be allowed to remain? You might not have heard, but they have tried to enact laws to have it removed. As I said, they have removed the Ten Commandments from our courtrooms. What of the world is left where the church could thrive? Africa, once again, maybe? They had once the true Trinitarian church at the time when our ancestors in Germany and Scandinavia were worshiping the oak tree. Yeah, we did. There is Russia, too, and what was once the Eastern Bloc countries. They are just soaking up the gospel. They had been starving for God's words for 70 years while under atheistic communism. Will Jesus find faith in the church? What are you willing to put up with? What sin do you tolerate and insist on? So what will it take to wake the church in America? God will remove his gospel word from our midst if we do not repent. God does allow his clear saving gospel to become obscure for a time. He did so in the Roman church until Luther. Jesus did this himself, speaking in parables to the Israel church. Israel during Jesus' day had thrown out the truth that their father Abraham was justified by. It was grace through faith, not the law, not the way of the Pharisees. He believed God, and that was counted to him as righteousness, the scriptures tell us. All those who have the faith of Abraham are the true children of Abraham, the scriptures say. So did God actually speak in parables on purpose? Yes. Jesus told the truth. He who has ears, let them hear. But not directly. Not directly a good deal of the time, did he? Why? Why? Judgment. They already had Isaiah and countless other prophets speak directly to them. They killed these prophets that were sent to warn them. Luther was put on trial, and if God hadn't blocked that, he too would have been burned to the stake. That Swedish pastor was put in jail. God tells Isaiah, go and say to this people, keep on hearing but do not understand, keep on seeing but do not perceive, make the heart of this people dull and their ears heavy, blind their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and turn and be healed. Isaiah was put in a log, a hollow log, and sawn in two. Isaiah also knew that Jesus was speaking about them when he told them the stories about the kingdom being taken away. from them and given to others. Israel knew that Jesus was talking about them. The very words of our Old Testament text from Isaiah are quoted by the Gospels. Jesus was quoting them, telling why Jesus taught them with parables. They refused to see. They refused to hear. They crucified him. How are your ears? How is your sight? If the shoe fits, I'm a size 9. Yet still, with repentance comes peace from the gospel. Listen. Listen then. See. See then. Yes, we are many of these things that St. Paul lists in that horrid list of sins. These shoes fit many of us a lot of times, including me, your pastor. God have mercy on us, miserable sinners. He does. His love and mercy endures forever. Thanks be to God. Isaiah's sin was removed by God. Verses 6 and 7. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken from the tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for." Our sin is removed as well. Atoned for by Christ. And that coal of fire from the altar up there is put on our lips in bread and wine. And the fire of his Spirit is put into our hearts through water. So from faith, renewed faith, yours and mine, right here in this place, right now, like Isaiah did, we ask, how long? How long, O Lord? He answers this way, until cities lie waste without inhabitant and houses without people, and the land is a desolate waste. And the Lord removes people far away, and the forsaken places are many in the midst of the land. Yes, this could happen to us. Have you ever seen pictures of Dresden, Germany after the war? Look at New York City after 9/11. What about Los Angeles after the fires? Yet he does not leave us there abandoned. His love and mercy does truly endure forever. Thanks be to God. There's always a remnant. Even in the worst of places, God has his word. And wherever his word is, there is he also. And there is the church with the gospel and the sacraments, his means of grace for us, the forgiveness of sins for us, life and salvation for us. Even if it is a very small number, and we are very few, God tells Elijah, which I never understand. He's on the Mount Carmel, and God comes down and wipes out the priests of Baal. All of their stuff, their sacrifices, and their priests get wiped out with it, totally soaked, and the fire of God just cleans it out. But Elijah gets spooked, and he's afraid of the king's wife, Jezebel. So he runs, and he's in terror for whatever reason. Well, that's human weakness. But God tells Elijah, he reserves 7,000 in his name that do not kneel to that god, Baal. Even in the midst of an evil Israeli monarchy who made Baal worship the state religion, God still keeps a remnant. Now, 7 is the number of wholeness, completeness in Scripture. We could say that's a symbolic number. But if we don't want to go that way, it's still 7,000. That's a pretty decent-sized church. The church still remains whole, living, and complete, no matter where and when. Where 2 or 3 are gathered in my name, I am there in the midst. This very thing God tells Isaiah. And though a tenth remain in it, it will be burned again like a terebinth or as an oak whose stump remains when it is fell. It looks pretty horrible seeing all those stumps around. The stump of the church is just the stump. How many can this building hold? The stump remains. The root of righteousness, the stump of Jesse, is what the Bible is referring to. Jesus, the son of David, the son of Jesse, the son of man, the son of God. What comes from that stump? Many branches with many fruit. A tree of life grows from it. The church of God, his kingdom of priests, you and I. Many of the dead and dying branches are also gathered and grafted into this evergreen eternal tree. People from every nation are added to this vine. Its roots run deep. His roots run deep. Eternity is his place, and now ours. The tree that the devil thought he cut down grew again, stronger than ever. It will spring up anywhere as its roots run throughout the entire creation. His word has gone out in every place and in every land. So when the Spirit has prepared the soil, this is his doing alone. According to his will, his church springs up with life-giving fruit. You see, God tells Isaiah that the holy seed is its stump, the promised one to Adam and Eve. He has come and he will come again to raise the quick and the dead. He has come and crushed Satan's head and bound him in chains. Yes, the land at various places and at various periods in history is allowed to go fallow, but this only for a time. It is also burned to purify it. Have you ever traveled the countryside and see the fields burned? But always the stump remains to spring up again. We must endure this until the end, until our Lord returns, or it is time to be planted for the harvest. More souls will be caught, though, and this is all in his hands. But never fear, he will come back to remove us out of this war-torn, burned-out place. However, this is his promise to us, but only when all has been accomplished, when the whole harvest has been brought in, safe in his barns. Then the rest of it will be burned up, preparing it for the final everlasting remaking. Then it will never be fallow again. It will never need to be purified again, as it will always from then on be pure and living, forever connected and fed by the holy vine of God, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. He who has ears, let him hear. The Lord himself has given them to you. So listen, believe. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.